We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Clay Ferraro is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Clay Ferraro, sports anchor and reporter at Local 10 here in Miami. He was on with us at the Amerant Bank Arena earlier this week, but I want to talk Heat. Clay, explain to us how you interpret last night's Heat win. Is it as nebulous as saying culture, or is it as specific as hitting a record number of threes, or is it attributable to Eric Spoelstra, or is it a combination of all?
Yes. it's all of those things, and I think it was great. And I think when we were talking the other day, I really felt like game two was their best chance. And I think a big part of it, too, was there was just this weird buy-in by the Celtics to all of this code red stuff, and it was like, just play, just go out there and play. And I really felt like once that seemed to get into their head, and then once the shots started to go down, and once they see Caleb Martin doing it all over again, it just felt like the avalanche, the snowball turned into an avalanche, and that's what you had.
And Clay, I know Tyler can go for 20. We've seen it with last playoffs. He went crazy. We know Bam is Bam. Bam's a perennial all-star. Is Caleb that third guy with Jimmy out? Can that be the answer to the offensive questions?
It can in spurts. I think, you know, when he has a night like he did last night, then it's hard to say no. Look, I really like what I've seen from Jaime. And it's not that the shot's always going in, but he's getting to the basket. He's making nice moves. I think the bottom line is you've got enough guys that can be at it. So whoever it is, you can find a way to get the extra points you need.
Clay, we talked so much about adjustments that needed to be made, running Boston off the three-point line, Miami shooting more threes, less doubling, less zone, Tyler off the ball. What adjustment? I think we saw all of those to a certain extent. What adjustment were you, A, most happy with, B, most shocked at seeing the Miami Heat execute last night against Boston?
The Heat basically saying, we're going to let your two best players hunt mismatches as much as they want, as long as they're not shooting three-pointers. I thought that was brilliant. I don't think any one of us would have thought to do that. I think if Boston had been told before the game that Tatum and Brown were going to combine for, 61 points, they would have happily chalked that up as a W. And yet, it just felt like they were taking the shots that the Heat wanted them to take.
Clay Ferraro is with us. Now, does it change, I asked Solon and Crowder at the beginning of the show, does it change your outlook on the entire series? Is it the Rocky versus Drago thing where you say, oh, you know, he bleeds, he's a human, they're mortals, they were great in the regular season, you see now that you can beat them, or is it, hey, that was a great game, thrilled that they shot, you know, 23 threes, but I still don't see how they can replicate that?
I would say I need to see it again. And I need to see it in a game that isn't 23 for 43 from three-point range. And I'm speaking about, hey, can they win this series? Not just can they make this thing interesting. Like, if they win one more game, then you're guaranteeing yourself that you're going to have a game six at home at the very least with the right to force a game seven. And if you get to that, then anything can happen. But I need to see him do it in a game where they don't shoot 23 for 43 from three-point range, because I don't see that happening again, not just the percentage, but more so the volume. And I think they can. They need to find another way to get one more. And if that happens, guys, I just feel like it starts to creep into Boston's head a little bit. Like one game where they go 23 for 43, maybe you tip your cap and say, all right, we're fine. But if it happens twice and you start to let those doubts about the potential coaching mismatch and stuff like that creep in again, then I think you got a real shot.
Clay, what's Boston's answer? Is it just like Tatum, Brown, go get off? Because like you're saying it, where they ran them off the three-point line and they let – Tatum and Brown get their mismatches and just, hell, we'll see what happens. And, you know, they drop 60, but they still lose. Like, what's going to be Boston? Because I think Spo is a better coach than Mazzulla, but Mazzulla right now with his deep eye sockets, he's watching a lot of film too.
Oh, man. I was not expecting that.
He was uncalled for. It's a little uncalled for.
He watches film. He can't sleep.
Right. Well, I'm just saying eye sockets are generally off limits.
That was what I did not see, Kevin. You know what?
Neither did Joe Mazzulla, because his eyes are so back deep in his head. No peripheral vision.
Oh, my
God. See anything coming.
Like nothing Channing says should shock me, but that one like got me. It's like when you're watching SNL and one of the characters makes another one break. I would probably, if I'm Boston, try to find ways to set some off-ball screens, try to get some of those other guys open for some of the three-point shots that you're looking for. It felt like when they saw their better players with what they viewed as mismatches or even just simple one-on-one, that they were like, all right, we're good with this. Like, we'll ride this as long as we can. And I feel like they need to at least adjust a little bit to try to change the Heat's eyes a little bit, get them looking and saying, all right, do I have to run? Because basically what the Heat did a really good job of by forcing Boston to do that was also make sure that they stayed home. There was not over-rotating because there wasn't a whole lot of rotating. And that's what Boston kind of relied on in that game one. So if I'm Boston, I'm trying to get a way to get those Heat guys moving on defense, because if they move, then maybe you have a better shot of getting somebody in a bad position. But, you know, beyond that, they need to rebound a little bit. I feel like I'm on WEEI right now, like breaking down the film. But, you know, they need to find ways to get some of the impactful offensive rebounds that they did in game one as well.
Speaking of EEI, so Kendrick Perkins, he sent out an apology video last night, and he said, you know, I don't know why I continually get fooled by this Heat team. Shame on me. And Stephen A. Smith said this morning, you know, I don't know why I didn't see that coming. I was wrong. But we had some fun this week at the expense of Brian Scalabrine, Clay. And I made this comment earlier in the show, and again, I don't think this is the difference between a win and a loss, and I don't buy in much into bulletin board material. But if either team made the most out of a story that was never really a story, it was just kind of a storyline kind of thrown out there by Brian Scalabrine, I believe the Heat made the most out of that situation.
Oh, and I'll go back to what I said a few minutes ago. Why were the Boston players leaning into this? Why was Jaylen Brown talking about a line being crossed? And I don't know, Peyton Pritchard said something about, oh, I like that they do that. Like, if you watch the play, it was so blatantly obvious what happened and very clearly not a dirty play. I guess what I'm saying is it doesn't surprise me that the Boston media tried to make something out of nothing, but it was surprising to me that the Celtics felt the need to feed into it almost like they needed extra motivation to beat a team that you faced off against in the playoffs before, knocked you out last season. It felt strange that that's where their heads were. So, yeah, I felt like it was just as much the Heat making the most of it as it was Boston trying to make something out of it and kind of losing sight of what they should have been focusing on in the first place.
Clay, maybe, you know, a dumb question, I'm willing to admit, but even I saw last night Mike Greenberg from ESPN's Get Up. And I know, you know, a lot of South Floridians, we take issue with Greeny and the way that he loves the Jets and refuses to give South Florida teams their fair credit. But even he tweeted yesterday, how many coaches in any sport today are more effective than Eric Spoelstra? is last night, not that for us down here we needed last night to know Spo how great he is, but is Eric Spoelstra the greatest head coach in the NBA right now? Like did last night solidify it perhaps for the rest of the NBA?
Yes. And you know, I think the guy who I would say is up there is Michael Malone. And yet I think if you gave – and look, we love the Heat players, right? What's that?
I could not mess up Denver.
Well, and I guess that's what I was going to say too, is like if you were to give Spo the Nuggets right now – you
undefeated.
Know, but right. And I think you go back and you look at what they did last year. You know, we're sitting here talking about, how do you stop Jokic and Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. And then all of a sudden Aaron Gordon goes out there and plays bully ball on you. And this series is like, what is it? So, I do think Malone deserves some credit for being up there. But beyond that, guys, I don't know how there's a conversation beyond Spoelstra. And I think what's unfortunate is all of these Coach of the Year awards are about what happens in the regular season. And we know what the regular season means to the Heat. It's not that it's meaningless, but in many ways it's a means to an end. They keep the main thing the main thing.
Hey, you know, just to this point, I didn't even have this question, but talking about Spo, Clay, the Phoenix Suns are getting their ass whooped by the Timberwolves right now with KD, with Devin Booker, with Bradley Beal. If Eric Spoelstra is coaching the Phoenix Suns, are they 10 times better than what they are now?
That is a great question. And I don't know the answer to that, because I feel like part of what makes Spo great is he finds the roles for the players beyond the stars. And I feel like Phoenix, like, yeah, they've got the three big potential scorers, and you know, Grayson Allen is hurt. And, you know, I feel like some of the guys that you look at and you say, man, Spo could really find a role for that guy. Well, where is that on Phoenix? And maybe there are those guys, and maybe they just haven't found those roles because, to your point, you know, a coach like Spo hasn't worked with them. But, you know, I think it does speak a bit to Spo's ability to identify some of the guys. You know, you talk about Caleb Martin. Well, you know, it's not like, you know, he was a cast off from Charlotte. You know, Nikola Jovic and Hakez making big plays last night. Like, these are guys that you get back half of the first round. And, you know, Spoelstra is doing things with players that are not Jimmy Butler and Terry Rozier. And so, yeah, I think it's part of Spo's brilliance is that I think he would probably find ways beyond the big three that you mentioned to get the most out of those guys, much like he did when, you know, you had Shane Battier and Mike Miller and the guys who were you know, part of that big three run.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But even with all his love, hey, Spo, find a few minutes for Kevin Love, all right? Some of us are living and dying on Kevin Love overs, and he's just not getting any minutes there. I don't know what's going on there.
Can I tell you?
I don't even think he came in in the second half, did he?
I had a friend.
We talk about this tight rotation, and, oh, there's no such thing as a tight rotation in the playoffs anymore. Okay, well, how about you tell me that you're tightening it back up before I bet the Kevin Love overs?
Well, can I tell you, I had a friend texting me about that yesterday. I was like, oh, yeah, because I don't bet because I'm terrible at it, which I don't know why people have been asking me for advice because, like, I stink at it. But then I'm like, no, like, hey, for entertainment purposes only, yeah, I definitely love the Kevin Love over on points and assists, and then that happens. What I think is interesting with Love, though, is for as much as I think he can bring – if you're going to focus on, we want to take away their three-point shot, and we're not going to, we really don't want to play much zone, it's kind of hard to find a place where Love is able to pick up when Boston is going with the guys that five of them can shoot on you. So, you know, what I do wonder is now if there's that adjustment from the Boston perspective, then does Love come more in play? But, you know, we won't know that until it's too late and you've already put in the wrong bet on your Hard Rock app.
I was going to say, every time I think I'm out, they pull me back in. You just gave me a good little insight. His over-unders are all going to be diminished, but now he's going to get playing time because this is chess, not checkers. Damn it, Clay. Damn.
Yes, well, I mean, and that's why I say absolutely take the over on everything Kevin Love in Game 3, which is why everybody listening should stay away. Or take the under.
What has your rapt attention tonight? The NFL draft and the Miami Dolphins or the Florida Panthers?
Panthers. Well, no, wait a minute. Hold on. The draft is on Local 10, so it's the NFL draft. My bad. Sorry.
Oh, that's right. It's on ABC. So was it NFL Network, ABC, and ESPN?
Nah, the NFL Network, ESPN. No. It's on ABC. It's on Local 10. Personally, I'm really interested in the NFL draft because I think there's going to be some chaos from what you're hearing at the top. Like it just feels like teams are jumping each other for these quarterbacks and offensive tackles. But you know, locally, you know, if you're asking me what's more interesting, you know, the Dolphins picking at what 21 or the Panthers with a chance to go up 3-0 against their biggest nemesis, I'm leaning with the Dolphins because it's on Local 10.
Always a company man, Clay Ferraro from Local 10. If you hadn't figured it out, thank you for joining us, Clay.
All right, guys, take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.